T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's your Daily Sox Podcast. It's your Daily Sox Podcast. It's where you're going to find out what the Sox are doing. It's your Daily Sox Podcast. It's your Daily Sox Podcast. Oh, it's your Daily Sox Podcast. And here's your host, Josh Lewin.
Thank you. Thank you very little. Josh Lewin here, indeed, and we are going to continue our lecture series here this week. As the Sox just finished up with Toronto, they're heading to Detroit, but I don't know what happened because I'm in Greece right now on a beach. So this is the continuing of what I decided we'd do to kind of get us through this week. I do promise you a daily Sox presentation here and getting to know the TV guys, since you hopefully already know the radio guys just a little bit anyway. Let's get to know Dennis Eckersley, the broadcaster, the guy with the amazing hair, the tongue that occasionally gets him in trouble with Marcus Stroman, for example. Not going to ask him about that. But we will talk a lot of broadcasting because I'm interested in how he got into it and how he's ever going to get out of it. So no more delay. Here he is. Here's the Eck. So the podcast project moves along. We talk with the great Dennis Eckersley as the team continues to play on the road, and yours truly continues to be somewhere in Santorini. That's why we're doing this. And talking with a man who looks like he's been tanning himself in Santorini for the last several weeks, if not months. Thank you. That's Dennis Eckersley. Let's start with a tan, because in the television business, some of us who are pale and pasty, you know, the makeup girl will come in and really give us a workover. Have you ever even seen a makeup girl? You're just always tan.
It's funny you say that, because it's not an easy thing to do, especially in New England, right?
Right.
The last couple of months have been brutal. But, you know, when you're available, when you're always available, you've got time to get an hour here and an hour there. It's like, you know, I'm a professional tanner, because, you know, you have to be careful. You don't want to get too much. But, I mean, I take pride in my bronzing.
Well, you wear it well. And, you know, I don't know if you were a Jersey Shore guy back in the day, but the whole GTL, gym tan laundry thing, you've got the tan part down. What about gym and laundry? How are you on hitting the gym and doing your laundry?
I mean, that's pretty well. I don't have to do my laundry all the time. And luckily, you know, my wife helps me with that. It's not like I'm on the road a lot, right, to begin with.
And doesn't Joseph Abboud give you a new suit every day anyway?
That's helpful. Yeah. Very helpful. But as far as, like, that's my day. My day is around, you know, in the summer especially, is around working out and bronzing and get, you know, next thing you know, you got to go to the yard because you know you're here forever. You know what I'm talking about?
You think? Yes. I know. Well, let's talk about that for a minute or two or several because, I mean, it seems like every Red Sox game is like minimum 3:45. I'm talking to you right after a 3:58. We're taping this at Fenway. So do you kind of gird your loins, so to speak? I mean, like knowing that, okay, this is looking like one of those it's going to take for freaking ever. So do you adjust in any way or do you just kind of hang on for the ride?
You know, some when you're doing the game, you don't get as annoyed as when you're not doing the game, right? Because, you know, you got to do a game. You got to be on it. Yeah. You can't be sitting around thinking, oh, my God, this guy's taking forever.
Even if he is.
Right. And I think we've all become accustomed to knowing, guess what? This is the way it is. You know, so you kind of get used to it a little bit. It's still annoying, but that's part of the game that I don't think anybody likes is these long, you know, games, let alone extra innings.
Well, it's kind of like, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but to me it's like, and I'm not a huge Springsteen guy, but I understand his concerts are like 4 hours long. And if you're into the music, you're not looking at your watch. Yeah. I mean, you're there for, so if it's a good game, right? I mean, if it's a playoff game and it's, you know, 11 to 10, go 7 hours. That's fine. I think it's more tempo, right? Just like a mid-June game that's just kind of slogging along against the Tigers or something like that. It's got a different feel to it.
Well, you know, the thing is you're looking for some sort of moment. Right? And if the moments are few and far between, then, I mean, you know as an announcer, this is the pitch, right? You almost know this is the pitch of the game. and there may not there may never be a pitch in the game,
right?
I mean, some of these games just slog along, and you know, and the tough ones are if the game is, you know, out of hand. I mean, really. I mean, as far as, you know, I'm just doing the color. I don't have to say anything.
You know what I'm saying? You can check out
one.
If you want
yeah,
to. Right?
You're the one that's got to do the talking.
Well, you know, it's funny because having spent time with the Mets, and Keith Hernandez is like the older brother I never had, so I say this lovingly. But, you know, he admittedly, and he kind of wears it on his sleeve. If the game is dragging, you'll hear him go, ugh. Yeah, I mean, like an audible sigh, like, are you kidding me? You know, come on. So at what point do you, I mean, do you ever sense like, okay, I think I'm becoming like the Back Bay curmudgeon. Like I'm sounding like I'm an old fart. Do you catch yourself or is it okay to express that when it's necessary?
No, I think you have to catch yourself in this day and age if you're smart. Because first of all, beyond being annoyed with it, anytime you're talking about, like, I try to stay away from when we used to play, and that's hard.
It is, right? Well, you know, that's nobody, your frame of reference.
Right, and nobody wants to hear that. It's one thing saying, you know, referencing something that happened once. But if you start talking about, you know, when we used to play, they don't do that anymore. Everybody's punching out. Everybody, this is a different game. Nobody really, I don't think, wants to hear that. And I think we all know that we have to be careful going down that old man road, really.
Right, that's a good way right. to put it. So kind of in that same vein, and you and I were talking very briefly the other day about this, analytics are here, and the players, a lot of them, I mean, they're super interested in it, they're well-versed in it, they have this knowledge about physics, right? I mean, why does the pitch break this way, and at how many degrees, and how can I craft my own specialty pitch? You know, they're going to drive line, they're going to this place and that place, they're reading this guy. You know, I sucked at physics in school. I don't know how you were, but could you have kept up with all that if you were pitching today?
I don't know. That's why, you know, I don't want to delve into it because I don't have enough knowledge in it. But, you know, my thought about it is if it was about me and they're going to make me a better pitcher, I'm thinking, how are they going to craft my slider better? That's I'm thinking, how are they going to make me better? You know, I wonder. But there's a lot to the game that we don't know. And to even to think, it's beyond me the information that these guys have. It just is. I don't know if it's necessarily, do we need to know all that? I'm not sure.
Right. Well, and it's funny talking to you about it, of all people, because it was seemingly revolutionary that Bob Didier picked up your proclivities on a backdoor slider on three, and now that's like, you know, legend and lore, right?
Yeah,
and right, and now it's like, well, who doesn't know that there's no secrets anymore.
And that's 30 years ago,
right.
Okay? And I think this has evolved more so, what would you say, in the half a dozen years? I mean, it's just evolved to me the last 5 or 6 years.
Almost exponentially, right? Yes. It's like, you know, this year was a one.
I think he might throw a 3-2 backdoor breaking ball. No kidding.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Although I didn't even throw that many 3-2 backdoor breaking balls, as it turns out, because I wasn't 3-2 very often,
point,
you think
right.
about it. Anyway.
So just very quickly on the actual craft of announcing, away from the craft. I could do a whole other podcast with you, if not 10 of them on pitching. But working in a three-man booth, I talked to Remy about this. I want to talk to you. Obviously a little different than just you and OB or you and whoever.
Yeah. I think more than anything, it's timing, and you don't want to step on anybody, right? Because it's easy to do. Right down to the replays, because you know what the guys play, I mean the color guys do. It's replay time. You can't be chirping one at a time here, you know? And you just don't want to fill it up too much, right? You want to let it breathe a little bit. You know, you can't be jumping, you know, so you can't be edgy. You have to just let it go. And then when he feels like talking, you know, it's good timing.
Right.
It really is. And because I don't know, it doesn't work unless everybody's in the, you know, on the same page a little bit, you know, sort of not worried about getting the last word in or whatever it is.
Right. How many times a game do you think you have something to say, you think it's really good, and you can't fit it in? You can't get it.
I don't know. I guess if you're good at it, you'll sneak it in somewhere, right? Because I know I've got a pearl sitting there. It's like, I can't wait to get this thing out.
Right.
I may not fit it in the right place, but, you know, you got to hold some of those when there's three guys.
Do you ever kind of on the drive home think of the perfect thing you wanted to say, and then you're like, oh, man, I should have.
Some thoughts come. You know how it is. I mean, because you think about this game all the time.
Right.
Nobody knows except us. I mean, it's full time. And if you're good at anything, that you know, you have to think about it as much as possible, because some good things come out of, you know, as much as you think about it, something will come up, some pearl of wisdom.
Right.
It's not that easy.
Speaking of pearls, you've got, as you well know, this amazing vernacular that everybody seems to want to tap into. You know, the way you label things and describe things. I mean, the simple thing like, you know, Yakker for your Kulu, you know, 30, 40 yeah. years ago yeah. was like, well, what's he talking about? Right. So, but it seems to me, it's not like, I don't get the sense that you sat down one day and scripted a bunch of weird crap. This is just how you talk.
Yeah, I've been talking like this for 40 years.
And it's the other people that are weird because they don't.
But it's, you know something, it's not that tough. I mean, you really think about it. Right. If you've been around this game long enough, there's so many different, you know, ways to say things,
sure.
isn't there?
I mean, well, hair can be moss or salad, or and then, but then, do you ever find that then you get into like the real world, so to speak, and nobody knows those kind of one-off baseball terms? I mean, a simple thing yeah. like banged, a game is banged.
Right.
That means it's postponed. Yeah, we know that.
Granted, a
but
lot of things.
Like if you in the carpool line with your kid say, "Oh, you know, the play has been banged."
Yeah.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, it's true. I'm sure there's a lot of people that get annoyed. What's wrong with that guy? You know? You can't, but once again, as you know, you can't please everybody, and
right.
that's just the way it is. But, you know, I don't want to get goofy here and have some, you know, some silly things, but it's all real, man. It's not, you know, it's not like I sat around thinking, what am I going to say for that?
It, right.
Know, right?
What was a weird thing I could call right. this noun?
You can tell when it's not, you know, natural.
Right. So just to finish up with you, and I appreciate your time very much. I think a big question that Red Sox fans have, even if they don't ask you out loud, maybe they're a little scared to ask it, is, okay, are you going to keep doing this for a really long time? Because they all want you to. So, you know, do you think about your broadcast mortality ever? Like, well, this is fun, but I think I might want to do something else in a year. What are your thoughts on that?
It's funny you say that because, you know, the older we get, I mean, I'm getting up there, you know, and I don't, you know, there's time to reflect, you know, and mm-hmm. you see, you know, because I'm getting older, there's some friends of mine that have passed away and stuff like that. It's like there's so much urgency in living sort of, you know, for the now and the moment and all that. And, but I enjoy doing this.
Right.
I really do. I don't like to go on the road. I don't.
No.
You know, but I will. But I don't know. I mean, how long I want to do this. You know, I can't get past this year. You know what I'm saying? It's
well,
like we're lucky to be able to. If we could sit around and have a five-year plan, I think I'd like to do that.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, I've got grandkids now, too. There's, you know, different dynamics here.
Yeah, and now are they into baseball because of you or like you, or are they all doing their own thing?
They're babies. They're
oh, that's right. They're there, right. yeah. They're saying goo-goo like, and gaga. Right.
Yeah, they're 8 months old. So I don't know where that's going to lead me. You know, it's going to lead me to California
sure.
in the off-season. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, doing games going forward, I plan on doing this, you know, for a while.
Thank God. All right,
yeah.
And thank you for your time, too. Yeah.
Very welcome.
Very cool to have Dennis Eckersley spending that much time with us, and we'll hopefully do this again. But tomorrow, in the finale of this series, and the last podcast you'll hear until after the All-Star break, because we're going to go dark here for the All-Star break, and obviously we're dark on the weekends, Dave O'Brien will be our special guest on the podcast tomorrow. We'll really get to the bottom of what it takes to be a good broadcaster, because Lord knows you're not going to get it from me. This is Josh Lewin. Thanks for listening. It's called Sox Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.